gentlemen, good day and welcome to the XT Global Infotech Limited Q4 and FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Rick Capital. We have with us today from the XT Global Infotech Limited management, Mr. Rama Rao Mulapuri, CEO, President and Director, Mr. Raghuram Kusuleri, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Sridhar Pantela, Company Secretary and Compliance Officer. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Before we proceed with this call, I would like to take this opportunity to remind everyone about the disclaimer related to this conference call. Today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature based on management's current beliefs and expectations. It must be viewed in conjunction with the risks that our business faces that could cause our future results, performance, or achievements to differ significantly from what may be expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Raghuram Kusuleri for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you so much. Good evening, everyone. Myself, Raghuram Kusuleri, I am the Chief Financial Officer of XT Global Infotech Limited. It's my pleasure to welcome you to the Q4 and financial year 24-25 earnings call of XT Global Infotech Limited. This marks our first maiden investor call, and we are delighted to have the opportunity to engage with you directly. I trust you all have had the chance to review our earnings presentation and press release, and which is available on both the stock exchanges, NSE and BSE. Today's call, we cover our performance highlights for the year, share our growth story that defines the path ahead, and provide a brief overview of XT Global Infotech Limited, an emerging technology and outsourcing services provider focused on digital transformation and sustainable value creation. So XT Global Infotech Limited is a trusted IT services, outsourcing and consulting company with over 30 years of experience delivering innovative technology solutions. We provide a wide range of services including IT development, managed services, business process automation, tailored consulting for clients worldwide, and accounting outsourcing services. Our expertise in cloud migration, low-code development, robotic process automation, and advanced analytics helps enterprises accelerate their digital transformation. With a team of over 600 skilled professionals across India and the US, we hold certifications like CMMI Level 3 and ISO 27001. We collaborate with leading technology partners such as Oracle, Microsoft, AWS, and UiPath, and Automation Anywhere. Our proprietary product, Circlus, offers cloud-based accounts payable automation, showcasing our commitment to innovation. Looking ahead, we are optimistic about our growth trajectory. We remain focused on enhancing our digital capabilities, expanding into high-potential verticals, and investing in automation and AI-led services. Our emphasis on recurring revenue, client stickiness, and operational excellence is expected to drive sustainable growth through financial year 26 and beyond. So I would like to brief about this financial performance for the financial year 25. For the full year ended March 31st, 2025, the revenue rose by 7.8% year-on-year to 23,414 lakhs, reflecting strong execution across our digital and outsourcing verticals. EBITDA stood at 2,243 lakhs, a decline of 6% year-on-year, with EBITDA margins moderating to 9.6%, down by 141 basis points due to strategic investments and certain one-time costs. EBITDA came in at 1,650 lakhs, down 8.8% year-on-year, translating to a margin of 7%. Profit after tax stood at 991 lakhs, down 15.1% year-on-year, with PAT margin softening to 4.2% from 5.4% last year. The decline in PAT was primarily driven by a non-cash ESOP expense of 373 lakhs, reflecting our continued focus on leadership retention through long-term incentive plans. This year is the first year we have recognized this expenditure. So, and our plan is to retain the leadership team, so senior people. And Q4 financial year 2025 financial performance. In Q4 financial year 25, we delivered a strong top-line performance with revenue 8,705 lakhs, registering a 77.5% quarter-on-quarter growth and 72.7% year-on-year growth, supported by increases in client additions and recurring revenue. We added 15 new clients during the quarter, further strengthening our market presence and long-term revenue visibility. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 434 lakhs, up 9.9% year-on-year, but down 45% sequentially, with margins at 5%, impacted by two exceptional items. These were a non-cash ESOP allocation of 154 lakhs and certain one-time expenses, recognition of certain one-time expenses, and enhanced provisions. Consequently, EBIT came in at 218 lakhs and PAT at 136 lakhs, reflecting sequential decline but still showing 52.1% year-on-year increase in PAT. Excluding these one-off items, the underlying business remains profitable and healthy, with margins expected to normalize in the upcoming quarters. With this, I would like to conclude my remarks. I now welcome any questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Take a first question from the line of Tanush Mehta from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity. So my question is regarding acquisition strategy in Europe and Australia. Can you elaborate your acquisition strategy in Europe and Australia? Are you targeting market access, tech capabilities, or both? Hello, am I audible?
Yes, Tanush, you are audible.
Yes, this is Rama Mallapudi, the Managing Director of XT Global and CEO. So I would like to take this opportunity to answer the question. First, thank you all for joining this call. So for the acquisition strategy, right, we have, that's a multifold. Our goal is right now we are mainly focused in the U.S. Market from the inception in 1998 all the way until now. So the we were actually looking at a couple of companies that we are strategic acquisitions similar to what we do is within those markets is what we are looking at. Existing companies in the similar line is what we are targeting. We are discussing with opportunities. Nothing has been lined up at this point of time, but we are in discussion stages. While we are doing the acquisitions, we are also trying to market within those segments through our, especially account finance and accounting areas and IT side within that area, market store.
Understood, sir. And sir, how do you plan to finance these acquisitions in through inter accruals, debt or equity issues?
So in the beginning, we are trying to look at both cash as well as debt financing, primarily and equity also. Little bit of dilution of equity plus cash. In terms of little bit of share swap, yeah.
Okay. And sir, what is the debt of the company?
Right now, Raghuram, do you want to go ahead and tell what the current outstanding debt and what the timeline to get that paid off?
Yes, yeah. We have around 11 crores of term loans, Mr. Mehta, and we are using a line of credit of around 3 crores.
Okay, sir.
And out of that, two term loans are about to be repaid in a span of 3 to 4 months from now, and the rest are all we have a 2-year time period.
Okay, sir. Understood.
Mainly, these term loans were taken for the asset creation and our infrastructure development within India, within Visakhapatnam facility and our Hyderabad facility.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we'd like to remind participants to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. Next question is from the line of Abhijit Shah from White Tree Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Abhijit.
Question is, sir, are you exploring any generative AI or AIML based capabilities to enhance existing offers like automation, AP automation or low code platforms?
First, I want to a little bit brief you on our accounts payable automation. We as a company developed accounts payable automation platform that is more of a software as a service kind of model. We first initially implemented this new product from actually we are in this business accounts payable automation for over 15 years. We have major customers within this industry in the U.S. that are recurring in nature, and we are clocking around over $4 million right now within this accounts payable automation bill payment platform, or actually accounts payable automation. So we are actually looking at doing automation certain areas of the processes to use AI related to quicken the reduce our costs, infrastructure costs. But clients pays us for the services used based on the number of documents or the number of invoices that are being processed through our system. Complete end-to-end processing from the time the customer sends the invoices to us to get delivery, the entire workflow is done through our system. We have major customers we have customers that are paying $20,000-$30,000 to certain customers paying, smaller customers paying around $2,000-$4,000 per month, right? They are recurring in nature. So in that area, we are trying to implement AI to increase our efficiencies. And then on top of that, from the IT services side also, we actually partnered with UiPath for automation, and then we are servicing certain customers, bots, creating bots for customers in the automation area as well. We have few customers within that area right now.
Okay, thank you, sir. And my next question is, has foreign exchange fluctuation materially impacted revenue or margins in first year 2025?
No. Raghu,
do you want to say how much the part?
Yes, very little impact foreign exchange fluctuations on our revenue.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. We'll take our next question from the line of Madhu Sharma from SK Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is, despite a strong top-line growth, PAT dropped 51.1% YOY in FY25, and so beyond ESOP-related expenses, what structural issue or cost elements are pressuring net margins?
For the first, yes, madam. For the first quarter, right, obviously we do salary increments beginning of the year, which is happened to be fourth quarter this year. So that impacted a little bit of side. But most of it is driven, if you look at the right cash on class, actually returns are much higher, but because we have a lot of amortization and interest expenses due to our assets, that's something that you would see in our financials. And ESOPs is a major component that was affected. And then we have a lot of investments related to UiPath and then these areas of our growth areas that we might not have seen the revenue coming in yet in those areas, but we are investing in those areas for the future, right? That's where we see certain impact on the finance returns on that.
Yes, sir. And my second question is that...
And we did not capitalize any of that expenditure. Yeah.
Okay, sir. Yes, sir. And sir, next question is, with the PAT margin at just 4.2% for FY25, so what internal benchmark or target are you setting to improve profitability in FY26?
Raghu, do you want to take that call?
Yeah, we are focusing on restructuring, and so we are also focusing to reduce the costs. So the client base is also increased. This year, this quarter, if you see, we added 15 clients. So that will definitely add to our profits. And we are also expecting some additional income by way of letting out our property in Visakhapatnam. So that will definitely add to our margins in the coming quarters.
Yeah, so to add on to Raghuram's sir's information, right? First thing is all the 15-plus clients that we added this quarter, most of these clients are actually signed up multi-year contracts with us. 3 years is what we look for, these clients. So we recognize the revenue now, but most of these clients are reoccurring in nature. Revenues is more reoccurring in nature for us, especially long-term contracts. And the other thing is we have built, over a period of time, we built excess infrastructure. We have about almost close to 2 lakh square feet of office space owned by us within Visakhapatnam, and then about 25,000 of office space in Hyderabad, which we are occupying right now. The excess square footage that we have in Visakhapatnam, we are trying to let it out, and then we see that we are actually negotiating with certain companies that are interested to take up the space. That will add up the bottom line quite a bit, which we see about, I would just guess estimate to be around 5-6 crores of bottom line addition if that materializes.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. Participants who wish to ask a question may please press star and one on their phones now. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rama Rao Mulapudi for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Oh, thank you all very much for joining this call. Appreciate it very much. Please do call us with any questions to our investor relations, for if we have any further clarification that are needed. Thank you once again. Raghuram, you want to just have a few more comments? Just please listen.
Thank you all for joining us. And feel free to reach out to our investor relations team for any queries, or to our landline number also. So for any queries, you can reach. Feel free to reach out to us anytime.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of XT Global Infotech Limited, this concludes today's conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.